Now, it was close to midnight, but Ben Calvert's house in Wakefield was still brightly lit. This had started out to be a triumphant evening for Ben. Kit had returned from California. All his previous fears had been swept aside when he saw his daughter at the station carrying a baby boy, his grandson. When they returned to the house, Ben had sat with the young couple a while in the living room of Kit's apartment. Then he'd gone into Jesse's room to crow over his wife, point out how right he'd been when he insisted everything would come out as he'd wished, that Kit would come home, that her baby would be healthy. Sitting by the window, Jesse had listened. Then she called him over, pointed out a man's figure which could be seen walking away from the house in the light cast by the street lamp. It was unmistakably Bill Meade. Although Ben tried to hide it, he was worried. As soon as he could, he hurried to Kit's room, where he learned that Bill had refused to stay in his father-in-law's house. He told Kit he wanted a divorce. Furious, Ben was determined to go after Bill, to bring him back.
No, Dad, I refuse to struggle anymore. If Bill wants it this way, he'll have it this way.
You don't know what you're saying. You're just tired, nervous. It's not like you to take this lying down.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Perhaps I have lost my grip. I only know that I've done all I can. You don't know how much trouble I've taken to preserve this marriage. Well, you have no idea. But I've reached the end of my rope. I can't take any more.
Well, it's not going to be necessary for you to take any more. I'll bring that young man to his senses if I have to beat him into it. He's not going to treat my daughter this way. Not while I'm around to stop it.
Well, Dad, what do you intend to do?
I'm going over there and have a talk with him right now. You better go to bed, Kit. You look tired. And don't worry, I'm taking over. Hello, Bill.
Mr. Calvert.
I came over to have a little talk with you, Bill.
Come in.
Mind if I sit down?
No, go ahead.
Thanks. Bill, what's all this nonsense that Kit tells me about your not staying with us at 11th Street?
It's not nonsense. I mean it.
But that's out of the question, Bill. For you to leave your wife like that when she's just returned.
Look, Mr. Calvert, a long time ago I told you exactly how I felt in regard to this marriage and what I plan to do about it. I told you that Kit and I had discussed it before she went away. The only reason the whole thing wasn't settled sooner was because I promised Kit I wouldn't do anything till she came back. Well, Kit is back now, and there's no further reason for delaying things.
Yes. Kit's back now. Your son. I'm amazed at you, Bill. You can sit there calmly and tell me you're leaving your wife when she's just given you a son.
I'd like to remind you that there never would have been a baby if you'd been honest with both of us in the beginning.
There's no point in going back to the past now. The baby's born. You're his father.
I feel that responsibility very strongly. I don't intend to let Kit down on that score. I'm more than willing to contribute my share to the baby's support.
Bill, you know that's not the issue. There's no problem about the financial care for the baby.
I told Kit a little while ago, if she wants to come here, live here with the baby till we get things ironed out, that's all right with me. If it's her pride that's involved...
Pride? When a marriage breaks up, when a woman's just gone through all that Kit has, it means a lot more than that. What about Kit's feelings?
I think Kit's feelings are chiefly those of hurt pride. That's why I suggested she could come and stay here in the home I can afford to provide. Then, when the interest in her return dies down, we can quietly get a divorce.
You've got it all planned, haven't you? Quietly get a divorce. You'll find out it isn't so simple. I have a lot of influence in this town. There's a law, you know, to protect women from that sort of treatment. There's a law regarding the responsibilities of a father to his child.
I just told you I have every intention of fulfilling my responsibilities to the child. But that doesn't mean that Kit and I should continue to live in a... well, in an intolerable situation. Carry on a marriage which has no meaning.
If the marriage has no meaning, it's your fault. Kit's done everything she could to make this marriage a success. You should know that better than anyone.
Look, Mr. Calvert, this whole conversation's unnecessary. From the very beginning, you've interfered when you had no right to.
No right to? I'm protecting my daughter's happiness.
I disagree with you. I think you're protecting your own pride more than anything. And besides that, I think you're completely out of line and butting in. This is Kit's affair and mine. You've messed things up from the first, and I've decided I'm not going to take any more.
You've decided?
Yes. It's just hit me tonight that I've been wrong all the way through this thing. I've let you push me around. I've let Kit wind me around a little finger. It's no wonder you think I'm sort of a dope. Guess I've acted like one, all right. But I'm through now. From now on, I'm going to have something to say about what happens.
You're talking awfully big for a man who can't even provide a decent home for his child.
There's nothing wrong with this place. It's clean.
The whole idea is crazy.
The point is, you want to put me in the position of abandoning my child. And I'm not doing that. Kit can come here if she wants to while we make the other arrangements.
You know Kit can't bring the baby into a place like this.
Why not? You know perfectly well that isn't the real point at issue. The important fact is Kit's not in love with me. Now, doesn't it occur to you that Kit would be much better off not to be stuck with a marriage which can never make her happy?
If the marriage can't make her happy, that's your fault.
Perhaps it is, partly. But if that's so, there's nothing more I can do about it. I've tried. But there's been something wrong from the beginning.
It's a little late to be thinking about that now. Nobody forced you to marry Kit at the point of a gun, you know.
No. No, not at the point of a gun. But you wanted this marriage. And you've got it. I realize that up to now I haven't had too strong a character in this thing. But that doesn't mean I'm going to continue letting you run things your way.
I'll admit I've never thought a great deal of you, Bill Meade. But I never thought you were a complete heel. Now I know you are. All this talk about my managing things is just to cover up for yourself. You're running away from responsibility.
How many times do I have to tell you that isn't so? I do feel my responsibility to the child. And I feel very sorry for Kit, too. I know she's been through a lot.
You're taking a fine way to show your sympathy. Running out on her the night she returns.
I know it doesn't look good. But I also know I'm right for once. You want me to stay in that house and establish a precedent. If I do that, I'll gradually get sucked in the way I did before. And there'll be the whole thing to go through again. What I don't understand about either you or Kit is you're pretending to be surprised and outraged. Kit and I talked this all over before she left. And I told you very plainly that I intended to get a divorce. What's the matter? Didn't you think I'd have the nerve?
I didn't think you were capable of being such a contemptible coward.
You can call me a coward if you want to. But personally, I feel I can look myself in the eye for the first time in months.
Well, you'd better take a good long look. Because when I get through with you, you're not going to be a very pretty sight, even to yourself.
Mr. Calvert, your threats don't scare me.
I can make your life so miserable you'll wish you'd never seen Wakefield.
Well, it wouldn't take much to make me feel that way right now. I'm not afraid of anything you can do.
Well, I warn you. If you want a fight, you're going to get one.
I'm prepared for it.
You'd better be. Well, I'd like to. I ought to beat you until you...
Watch yourself, Mr. Calvert. I wouldn't want to hurt you. I've tried to remember you're a lot older than I am.
Yes, I am a lot older than you. I'm also a lot smarter and a whole lot more powerful. You'll regret this conversation someday, and not too long from now.
Perhaps, but I doubt it. When I get my divorce, I'll be...
There's not going to be a divorce, do you hear? There's not going to be a divorce!
As Ben Calvert drove back to his own house, he had for the first time in a long while a feeling of doubt in his capacity to get what he wanted. Tonight he'd seen a strength in Bill, a determination which he'd never seen before. It had surprised Ben, made him uneasy. And yet he was determined somehow to regain his control over the situation. What do you plan to do, Ben? Do you believe that you can alter the young man's determination to put an end to the marriage? Or do you intend to fight in some other way, to use your power in the community and your wealth to get what you want?